You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cherry Gregg. Affordable quality early childhood education has become a key issue during the pandemic recovery as parents seek to return to work. And Catherine Hershey Schools for Early Learning, they're stepping up by launching a $350 million initiative that could have impact statewide. Senate Alexander is the executive director of that program, and he's here. Senate, welcome.
It's very nice to be here with you.
So we've been talking early childhood education on air for quite some time, and now Catherine Hershey Schools, they're making a significant investment. First, tell us what specific problem you all are seeking to solve.
You know, what we're really trying to really address is really, you know, access and quality, especially for low-income children. So children that are economically disadvantaged and from at-risk backgrounds, there's not enough high-quality early childhood education facilities that are meeting this need. And so really, with the Catherine Hershey Schools for Early Learning, it's going to serve children from birth to five, from economically disadvantaged and at-risk backgrounds, through the initial development of six cost-free centers in Pennsylvania.
This is amazing because people pay thousands sometimes a month. What's the vision for these centers? How will they operate?
These centers, you know, they're going to offer year-round services. They're going to be non-residential. It will be a full-day, weekday program that really focuses on really the whole child. So making sure that we're giving them the skills, the values, and the individual support they need to reach their fullest potential in school and in life at no cost to the families. We also plan to provide transportation, nutritious meals, diapers, health services, and other essentials. Lastly, in each of the centers, there will be family resource centers that will be providing, you know, a dedicated staff member who keeps them informed, who helps them connect them to tools and resources, who will do help with job training, who help with connecting them to WIC or, you know, other programs, housing. It is really a holistic approach to being able to help not only the children, but also the families.
Yeah, there's been this theory that in order to break the cycle of poverty, you got to help the kids and the parents. That is really what the big game changer is. CHS broke ground on the first center in Hershey. How excited were you, first of all?
I was super just excited because I graduated from the Milton Hershey School. And so they really changed my trajectory and it really changed my life. And so it was just very symbolic of this is the first step that we will be doing to changing hundreds, thousands of more lives as we continue to keep going. And so, you know, we broke ground and I'm in about the middle in early November in our first location here in Hershey, which is going to be opening in 2023. We've been working on this, you know, for multiple years, and to really kind of see it all kind of come together with this groundbreaking was just the next step in our legacy.
That's a perfect transition. Let's talk about you a little bit. Talk about your experience at Milton Hershey School and how it changed your trajectory. You mentioned that.
Prior to Milton Hershey School, I grew up right outside of Philadelphia in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. Basically, it was my mom and my brother and me. So my mother was a secretary, very low wage worker. We did not have all the different necessities that one would need to thrive. It was August 4th, 1997, when my life was changed. That was the day that I was enrolled in MHS. It not only gave me the educational background, but it ensured that I had all the other pieces from that whole child, food, dental, medical, all my needs were going to be met. And caring adults, children need caring adults that are surrounded, that really that their number one mission is to see them succeed. Every person in Milton Hershey School wanted to see me succeed. It broadened my horizons.
You have your bachelor's in elementary education from Temple University. You went on to get a JD. So you're a recovering attorney. What made you decide to get back into early childhood education and specifically this project?
When I was in law school, you know, I did an internship at the public defender's office. I did a lot of intake at the public defender's office. So asking, you know, how'd you get here? What happened? Tell me the story so I can give it to the attorney so they can make kind of the argument. And one of the things that they kept saying was low income, poor schooling, no early childhood education. You know, I just kind of sat back and I thought, you know, we could actually do something about this. We could actually prevent this, you know, and I changed a lot of my things in law school. How do I, you know, become someone who can work in this field in early childhood education and help?
Will this effort have legs in the area where you grew up, the greater Philly area?
Right now, we only have our Hershey and our Harrisburg that is chosen right now. I won't say no. I won't say yes. We're still, you know, we are always looking for how do we improve our impact? How do we continue? And, you know, we're going to really go to where the need kind of tells us.
Yeah. My last question for you, you know, let's fast forward 10 years. How would you look back and say, you know what, we were successful?
I'll use a little bit of a quote from Milton Hershey. He said, you know, even if we touch one life, that would have been enough for the school. I believe we're going to help hundreds, thousands of children over these next 10 years. I just hope that this initiative will be not only just a beacon of hope for the children and families that are going to be there, but also just a beacon of hope for other early childhood education facilities.
That was Sennett Alexander, the new executive director of the Katherine Hershey Schools for Early Learning. For more on their cost-free early childhood resource centers, log on to chslearn.org. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.